Yeah, hi, it's Neville here. It's Sunday, May the 3rd, evening, early evening, where I am in my office at the moment, in fact. And some follow-up thoughts about Seismic Desktop and TweetDeck, actually. Earlier today, I did an audio boo with some impressions on Seismic Desktop 0.2.0, which I installed earlier this morning. And I've been using it all day, actually. I usually use TweetDeck, but I tried out Seismic Desktop. I like it a lot, I have to say. The big thing that I'm seeing people talking about, in fact, and which was mentioned in the email I received overnight from Loic, was Facebook integration. That does nothing for me personally. So that's not the thing that is a differentiator from my point of view. I find it irrelevant. I don't really use Facebook. Getting a river of people's updates doesn't do anything, particularly when mine are in there too, because I pipe my tweets to Facebook and it feeds them back in via Seismic Desktop, so it's actually useless from my point of view. But it's a terrific enhancement to Seismic Desktop, unquestionably. I can imagine, I know lots of people who are going to love it. So it's great. But from my point of view, both of these desktop apps are very similar in what they provide as I perceive it. I use TweetDeck with my friends' updates in the left-hand side, the at replies in the middle, and the DMs on the right. Well, I've got the same setup in Seismic Desktop too. I've got it arranged that way as well. The addition with Seismic Desktop is you've got this left-hand column with icons and settings. I'd like that to be auto-hide, actually, now that I think about it. And I'm sure that's going to come in a further iteration of this. But the Facebook thing doesn't do anything for me at all. Following and unfollowing, one of the new features, yeah, I mean, you can do that in TweetDeck, so that's just brought it up to the same level. Larger fonts, great. That's for me wearing glasses. That was the big thing I had with previous versions. Love it, as I mentioned. But actually, that needs, and I'm hoping this is coming, the ability to actually set the size you want, like you can do with TweetDeck. So basically, for me, the two are so similar that I don't see a reason to switch, and that's what's stopping me switching. And it's actually not about, oh, it's got a new bell or whistle, wham, I'm going to switch. I don't do that with apps that I like. I like TweetDeck. I've met Ian Dodson, the developer. I like what he's doing, watching with interest what he's doing, in fact, with his enterprise version that is in development, I gather. And I'm now looking at that TweetDeck, which does things. One thing it does that TweetDeck doesn't, for instance, is the webcam support. And that seems to be working now much better than it was in previous versions. That's neat. But again, that to me is not enough to move because I don't use a lot. I mean, I use Seismic. I do video. Actually, I don't do as much video as I was doing last year. I prefer audio, frankly, which is why I like Audio Boo. So basically, both are great. Seismic Desktop 0.2.0 is clearly much better than previous versions. One thing I noticed was its stability now that I think about it too. Much better. Yet TweetDeck is also good. So for me personally, there's not enough differentiation between the two that would make me switch. So I'm keeping on with TweetDeck and still experimenting with Seismic Desktop.